score. Right,
I just like to set the bar low, and the lower you set the bar, the more chicks you fuck.
That's a great. You really. Everyone should have those kind of low standards.
I'm telling you, man, it works. It really totally works. If you set the bar low enough, it's easier to jump over.
Yeah.
And you know the song Fat Girl is about, you know, I personally, and I can probably concur with the other guys when if they were to say it.
Wait, concur? Are you like taking high school classes or something?
Hold on. I'm not. I'm just fucking a smart chick.
He's
fucking
I'm fucking the stripper, right? And she's only stripping so she can pay her way through college. Cool. And she's learning like a lot of big words.
She's industrious.
Yeah.
English, ESL, right? English second language.
She's not Spanish. She's German.
Oh,
really? Or maybe Swedish.
No, how did you know she was German? Did she have shit or something?
No, she had hair in her armpits, and I made her shave that shit off.
Christ Almighty!
But anyways, the song "Fat Girl" that's coming out on a new record is, you know, we actually praise fat chicks because I mean fat chicks are very valuable to the heavy metal bands
and the ecosystem.
And the ecosystem because they eat a lot of the bad food. But for real, I mean, check it out. A fat chick, Lexi can take a fat chick home. She'll feed him. She'll give him blow. She'll let him fucking. She'll suck his dick and let him shoot his load in her mouth.
And when he's done, he can send her out back, and she'll graze until the lawn's shorter.
Yeah. And then she'll fucking hop in a car and drop him off at a strip club. I mean, fat chicks are fucking amazing. You know,
they're definitely easy to keep in their place because most of them have pretty low self-esteem.
Yeah, I was going to say, you said, what's better than that? If this fucking hot model of the best top models in the world did that. But they don't because the fat girls have a different esteem.
A low self-esteem.
So they don't do it.
Yeah, but the hot models, you know, those are the kind of chicks you fuck, and then you just give them some blow, and then usually they go away.
Well, you know what you need to do is, they're not totally common, but you can definitely find models that have either been beaten or molested by their dads, and they have low self-esteem too.
Those are definitely meth habit.
Those are definitely good to keep around as a security blanket.
Also, so are porn stars. I mean, most porn stars are trained in sucking dick by their father early in their youth, you know?
Yeah, before puberty.
And that's true. I mean, that's just the way it is for porn.
Before their menstrual cycles.
No one's
going to
be as patient with a blowjob as you know, your dad. Come on.
Right. Yeah. You know? I mean, he reared you. I mean, he brought you up in the red wagon and everything.
Right? Yeah.
He reared you and gave you, and made you give him that? That's disgusting.
That's a good deal, huh?
It really is great. I mean, the porno stars, strippers, and fat chicks, I mean, if you could put them all in one glass and drink it, that'd be a pretty bitchin' drink.
That's a good cocktail.
You'd have diseases for sure.
Speaking of which,
go to jail. Yeah. And
you guys have to have some STDs, right?
We have all of them.
Oh, you got
your card.
He's got an Escalade.
No. Not, he's not saying SUV. He's saying STD.
Oh. Sexually transmitted diseases.
Oh, I got a bunch of those.
Do you?
Yeah.
Treated?
You caught them in an Escalade, actually.
Sometimes.
In the Escalade?
Sometimes I treat them.
You know what?
This band was called that. They had like a bunch of bitching songs. STP.
That's Stone Temple Pilots. But Lexi actually got chlamydia in his eye once.
Chlamydia?
Chlamydia.
You might think
it's not funny at all.
It sucks. It's like pink eye, but it's not.
It's not funny.
It's kind of goopy, huh? Like cottage cheese coming out of your eye.
And you still have to put makeup on, and I feel like that makes it more and more infected. But the lashes have to look nice.
That's the downside to having a girl that actually squirts when she
exactly
because she squirted all over his face, and of course you can't close your eyes fast enough to get.
Well, unless you wear eye protection.
You can't beat the squirt.
You know what's really good? You know how iron workers wear those masks?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you should be doing.
Shield.
Yeah.
That way you can see it squirt and then rub it off and lick it.
Or a
football helmet.
It'll go right through that.
You should have a mask that's...
If she tackles you afterwards, though, your head won't hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A mask that looks like a panther. You know, like just the top half of a mask that looks exactly like a steel panther. Like a... With metal, you know.
That would arouse the woman.
Whispers and shit. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
People would know who you are when you're eating their pussies.
I'm gonna go on to the music now. I appreciate your candor. When you play covers, you do them better than bands who wrote them. And Satchel, sometimes it seems like you got to dumb down your guitar playing when you're doing a Eddie Van Halen solo.
You don't have to insult him, dude.
He's not dumb.
That's not cool.
Yeah, I mean, you're interviewing us and you're saying he's dumbed downing his solo.
Not even cool.
Yeah. Well, maybe
you know
it
what I mean. I mean, you're trying to play a little subpar than your usual.
It may come off like that, but right. I think usually it may just come off like that because I'm pretty fucking stoned a lot of the time when I'm on stage.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes I forget which hand is on the guitar neck and which is supposed to be picking.
Isn't that how Eddie Van Halen came up with that finger tapping? He just forgot which hand was what?
It may very well be. I mean, I would like to think that Eddie Van Halen, who's one of my heroes, does just as many drugs as I do.
Yeah.
Or maybe I've actually surpassed Van Halen as far as the drug use.
That's right.
That's pretty fucking badass, dude.
Nonetheless, you're a virtuoso, and I commend you for great playing.
Well, let me tell you something. He is not only a virtuoso in guitar playing, he's also an amazing stage show talent. You know, I mean, when you go and watch him play, you are like, you get put in a trance, you know, like you watch him and you like, his fingers start moving really fast when he's in the solo, and then he starts whipping his hair and he fucking whips out his abs, and he's just kind of like, you get time portaled into like hanging out at the beach.
That's what happens to me sometimes.
El Porto.
You get time portaled right in there.
Yeah.
I think that Michael's the same way. It's like he's a heavy metal person that came down from the clouds and landed on stage, and I look over next to him and I can't believe it, and I'm just looking at this, it's like Vince Neil and David Lee Roth and Bret Michaels all in one, and he's singing like a beautiful thing, and then he starts yelling at me because I'm not playing a fucking thing, and I've just forgot that, oh my god, I should probably play some stuff
because you're mesmerized.
Yeah,
totally.
And will you ask,
that's the problem, is that he doesn't mesmerize his bass parts. And he forgets them.
Yeah. Yeah, well, mesmerizing things is not, it's not really worth it. Because, you know, if you think about it, if you mesmerize stuff all the time, then that's so many mesmerizes in your head. You know, it clouds me up.
You don't have any more room to make any new mesmeries.
You have a mesmerism.
Yeah.
But
there's only so many brain cells in a head like that.
So little time.
Yeah. Well, hey, the covers that we do are just a means to really, really showcase our great original stuff
and our choreography.
Yeah, and you know, we do the cover stuff, and we do it to the best of our ability, and sometimes it surpasses a lot of the bands that actually did those covers.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, they must sometimes just shit with envy.
Yeah,
that you guys surpass them. But you know, let's get on to your originals, "Death to All But Metal."
Great song,
amazing great video. Song too.
A lot of people think that the song wasn't ever going to be on the radio, and I got to tell you, I'm sitting here right now telling you we're one of the top five songs played in Phoenix right now, and we're being played in Baltimore, Oklahoma, Detroit. We're also being played in New York, Chicago, Oklahoma,
Hong Kong, Paris.
Yeah, I mean, and
Singapore.
It's blowing up, man. We've already sold probably like 18,000 singles on iTunes without any advertisement.
Yeah,
and it's just snowballing right now. And we just got a request from MTV. Because they want to play our new video, and they just want us to change about 50 things in it, and then they'll play it.
50 things out of like 60 things.
And that just goes to show you that when you stay true to what you believe in, you know, Death to All But Metal, there's a line that says, fuck those fucking fuckheads who program MTV.
They can
and
suck
when MTV
my...
see, hears those words and still calls you to do whatever they can to get you to come down and play on their station. I don't know if they actually did that, but that's what I heard through the grapevine.
And no, you're right. You're right, dude.
Well, you also give props to Dr. Seuss. It sounds like you guys are all, I mean...
Well, he was a stoner.
He was a genius.
He was a stoner, but you have to remember that a lot of strippers have kids, and it's a good lure to get the strippers really thinking about
it. Have one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish, mesmerized.
Yep.
You're fucking
ten
sick.
Apples on your head.
The turtle.
One fish, yeah. Two fish, red fish, blue fish. One in the stink fish, two in the poo fish.
One
in the pink fish, two in the poo fish.
Stink fish and pink fish.
See, you're thinking on your feet.
And also, dude, how about Hop on Pop? You know, you think about it. It's like, come here, stripper, hop on pop. You know, that's what that was really meant for.
So yeah, so I know what your motivation is now to the. Okay, so Death to All
But... Right, we get going crazy.
But yeah. Metal. Give me an example of a butt metal band.
It's not...
I don't know, you know what, man, we had this problem actually when we shot the video. You know,
It's not butt metal.
Sarah Silverman was like...
Butt metal.
Yeah, she's like... It's not... We're not saying death to butt metal. We love... Butt metal is a term that... was keyed by the kids of the 90s.
But metal is also a vibrator that...
Manowar, maybe.
For a girl, and you just take... Because if it's metal, metal vibrator, and you take it out of her vagina, and then you put it in her butt, then
vagina?
That's butt metal.
Vagina is a plates.
Well, it's Virginia.
You're thinking of talking about vagina. A virgina, that's like a somebody's name, I think.
Butt metal.
So we're getting down to 5 minutes. We're getting down to 3 minutes now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 2 minutes. Went fast.
Yeah, it sure did. Okay. Well, even on a lackluster day when you guys perform, or lackluster night, you're better than many of the bands out
there. Wait a minute,
before
you even go into that question, I mean, how do you know that we have a lackluster performance? I mean, where does that even, that question...
Okay, that question shouldn't even...
That's like me saying,
what do you consider a good night?
Let me ask you something. Okay. When you wake up in the morning and look in the mirror, do you ever have days where you just think you're a loser?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, I see where your question can come from.
Yeah, that'll go to print too.
Maybe if you were a girl, you could totally fuck the band. We would totally let you.
Yeah, totally. Hey, for real though, all our shows are 100% as good as we can do.
What made you want to be rock stars?
Pussy.
I think that's a pretty universal answer.
Drugs.
Drugs.
Yeah, I mean,
pussy and drugs for me, I can't decide.
Well, you know what? For me, it goes in an order. You know, I mean, I originally wanted to be a rock star because David Lee Roth did so much fucking Jack Daniels and blow, and now I'm in a band. I get to do it after the show all the time for free, and then I get to fuck pussy after that. It's great.
It's a plus.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. We got to wrap this one up because we got to get ready.
You give me 5 more minutes.
They got to wrap it up.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, the record's coming out June 9th.
June 9th.
The name of the record's called Feel the Steel. It's got 11 songs on it, and if you buy it online, you'll get 2 bonus tracks, and we're not going to tell you what they are right now.
Really?
You can buy a single on iTunes, can't you still?
Yeah, you can get it on Rhapsody, too.
Yeah, but we prefer that you don't get it off Rhapsody.
Buy the liner notes, buy the album.
Because iTunes is finally embracing heavy metal, and they're taking us under their wing, and they're into helping us bring heavy metal back.
We're just blowing up worldwide, you know.
Hey, do you have any coke?
Yeah, I do.
We feel like, right?
Because I'm fucking getting tired.
You chop a line right now?
Let's do that shit.
All right, let's do that. You guys have anything to say in parting? This is the last thing. They're parting and farting.
Don't be afraid of heavy metal.
Okay.
And fucking
buy our fucking record June 9th.
Fuck some hot bitches.
Girls, don't forget to shave your vaginas. That is very important. Make sure that goes. Put that in capital letters.
Oh, and ladies,
vaginas,
don't forget about the balls.
Oh, don't forget about the balls. That's a good one.
Yep, that is a good one.
Shave your ball hairs off your balls for women, and all women should shave
their
vaginas.
Women don't have balls.
No.
I already said shave your vagina.
Oh, you did. Well, that's
you're not just reiterating that. So put it in capital letters.